You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
You know, I love Tennessee. I got a lot of orange blood in my body.
Hour number two of The Drive underway here on Fox Sports Knoxville. It is Russell and Bear coming to you live this afternoon at Old Ben Franklin Motors, 9711 Kingston Pike on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon in East Tennessee. Brandon Orrick back at the Fan Run Studios. Is Titans Bill still on hold?
Yes, sir.
Did you explain to him during the break how on demand works?
I did not. I was trying to work on the podcast so that I wouldn't have to hear it from you. So,
Brandon, we gave you. I feel like we were pretty clear about the. We wanted you to explain it. Now we have to do it on. We can't do this on the air.
Can you not follow directions, Brandon?
Well, Titans Bill seemed like he was pretty disinterested in learning how. He said he'd wait till Friday. He said he had no problem waiting till Friday.
Yeah, but Russ gave you a direct order.
I feel like it's kind of lazy, insubordinate too.
Yeah, we'll
deal with this later. Take this before the Council of Elders. All right, let's bring Titans Bill back in this afternoon. Titanic William, good afternoon, sir.
Okay, I'm not going to take back what I said, Bear. Come on, Feinbaum was speaking the truth.
Yeah,
he was not a big fan of Butch Jones.
I wasn't a big fan of his either, Bill.
So
yeah, I don't get where all this animosity is coming from, man.
You put Feinbaum on blast earlier, and Titans Bill's coming in and taking you to task for it. What do you have to say for yourself? Just sit there and laugh at him. He called in to talk to you. Engage with him.
What do you want me to say, Bill?
Say your song.
You have blast and Feinbaum. He was speaking the truth.
Apologize.
No. I never apologize.
Unbelievable. Tights Bill, on behalf of Bear and behalf of Fan Run Radio.
No, it's not on behalf of Bear and nothing.
I apologize.
I do not.
I'm sorry, Tights Bill. I'm sorry for Bear's behavior.
Dubsy, from you, I'm going to accept it because, buddy, you and I have been friends for a long time.
Darn tootin'. We're boys.
So,
yeah.
But there, Feinbaum, there's two things. Paul Feinbaum and I have a lot in common.
Yeah.
He brings it to the table.
What do you have in common? Bill?
All right, I gotta throw in the towel on this. Titans Bill, thank you, man. You're welcome to call back tomorrow. But this is that was getting rough.
and the guy just wanted a simple apology, Bear.
I didn't do anything.
I don't know.
You're gagging him on over here.
You want to hear something pretty funny?
Sure.
This is Damian Harris, Alabama running back, at SEC Media Days. He was asked about
today.
Asked about Butch Jones. And what his responsibilities are at Alabama.
Get with the coaches however he can, and whatever his job. I don't really know exactly what an analyst is supposed to do, but whatever he is supposed to do, I'm sure he'll do it at a very high level.
That's good. Well, hear that again. Is this straight out of Office Space or what?
Get with the coaches however he can, and whatever his job. I don't really know exactly what an analyst is supposed to do, but whatever he is supposed to do, I'm sure he'll do it at a very high level.
Between Feinbaum and now this, do you honestly think he's ever going to you really think he's going to be a head coach in Power 5 again?
I don't know, man. I think anything's possible when you get that Nick Saban career rehab.
I think he's going to have to be an on-the-field coach for Saban.
That was like his meeting with the Bobs. What exactly is it you would say you do here, Butch? Well, I'm a people person. I manage relationships. I help the customer.
I get Nick's coffee. Coach Saban's coffee. It's very important. It's critical. It'd be the proper temperature.
865-546-8200. Your number to get on the McKinney team phone lines here this afternoon as we broadcast live from Old Ben Franklin Motors. Let's go back to the phones. Phil is next on the drive. Good afternoon, Phil. Philly!
How you and Bear Bryant now?
Hey, we're doing well, man. How are you?
I was calling to defend Bear Bryant. I mean, when people call in and get on him, I mean, he's got to retaliate. That's the way he is.
Sometimes, though, in life, Phil, you gotta just swallow your pride. And Titans Bill's an old man. Just give him what he wants. Say he's sorry. His apology. Is that so hard?
Well, I'm an old man, too, and you give me a rough time. How about that?
No. First of all, you're a young man, Phil. You got your whole life ahead of you. Second of all, when have I ever given you a rough time?
I was right here by their time of calling. guys, I'll tell you what. I don't understand where all this Georgia stuff started from. Are they got that concerned about Jeremy Pruitt when Tennessee's probably 2 to 3 years away from beating them? I mean, I don't get it. If they're that concerned about Jeremy Pruitt, that's a compliment, Jeremy Pruitt.
Yeah, I mean, if they're it's a good point. If they're that wound up about it now, when really, you know, Jeremy Pruitt hasn't even coached a game yet. We don't know if he's going to work out. We hope so.
Yeah.
Early returns are pretty good, but we don't know. And they're already acting like, you know, he's the second coming of Steve Spurrier or something.
Yeah, and you figured they'd be worried more about Florida than it would be us, but I don't know. That's great news Trey Smith's coming back, because now at least the offensive line won't be a weakness this year.
If they can stay healthy. I mean, you like a starting five of Richmond, Trey Smith, Brandon Kennedy, Ryan Johnson, Jerome Carvin as a true freshman. I mean, that, from a talent perspective, that's pretty good. But you've watched this league long enough to know, Phil. I mean, it's very, very rare that you go more than 2 or 3 games with the same O-line starting combination just because someone's going to, you know, someone's going to sprain a wrist, someone's going to twist an ankle, someone's going to get their knee rolled up on, you know, it just happens. So,
well, that's true, but they got Chancellor, they might get him to play, and they got the big JUCO coming in, so it's not like we're not going to be putting true freshmen out there at like 230 pounds like we have the last couple of years.
No, yeah, well, and along those lines, I mean, Marcus Tatum, a name to keep in mind. I mean, they threw him out there against Alabama weighing like 250 pounds playing offensive tackle as a true freshman. Well, that was 2 years ago, and he's up around 290 now, which is still a little bit light for an SEC offensive lineman, but plenty big enough to get the job done if you control your body and leverage and all that stuff.
The key is this coaching staff. If it's he's popping it up. Hopefully it's good. I mean, this has potential to be the best coaching staff that's ever been put over here, wouldn't you think? I mean, from top to bottom, assistant coach-wise.
On paper, it's pretty good, Phil. We'll see. But, yeah, I mean, there are good recruiters out there. These coordinators, it's interesting. The recruiters are the big names, and the coordinators are kind of the question marks because, you know, we don't know what to expect there. It's usually the other way around. But, yeah, I mean, it seems like there's a lot of confidence in these coaches to get this thing turned around.
But I just hope better days are ahead. I mean, good Lord, we've gone through enough, haven't we?
Phil, I would say it can't get any worse, but I'm not going to push it, you know?
What was the problem with Jamie yesterday, guys? He didn't win on your show yesterday?
What did Jamie do on the show yesterday?
Wasn't he tweeting about something?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You aren't? Well,
are you on Twitter now?
No, I'm not on Twitter yet.
Yet?
No.
What's it going to take to get you on Twitter, Phil?
I don't know, but I was looking at Devontae Gaines' Twitter last night, and how in the heck this guy was not a top 50 player, I never know. He reminds me of so much of Jordan McRae and J.P. Prince combined. I mean, This guy's a steal of Rick Barnes' whole recruiting class.
How do you get on? How do you know what's going on Twitter if you're not on Twitter yet?
I know how to, you know, use a computer.
He's got a dummy account, doesn't he?
You do.
What's your at? What's your handle, Phil?
It's called I Hate Alabama. How about that? See.
Roll down tide.
Wow. Thank you, Phil. Appreciate it. Yeah, Devontae Gaines, man. I mean, hey, I trust Rick Barnes and his evaluations. I mean, he's proven it, right? I mean, you have to.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, he's found enough diamonds in the rough to, it's like, okay, the kid's not highly rated, doesn't have a great offer list, but if Barnes wants him, that's good enough for me.
Good enough for me too.
865.
Phil's on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think his what do you just like it's at Phil 0427 something
yeah,
like that?
It's something totally random. Knowing Phil, I mean, he's fairly sneaky. It might be
at put it in your pipe.
That'd be great. At put it in your pipe and smoke it. That'd be a good one. I haven't been able to hang out with the guys lately.
At Mayor of Sono.
Nah, that's some funky. There is one. There's one with the real picture.
Well, he needs to get with Twitter and tell them that, hey, I'm kind of a big deal. I'm a local celebrity here in East Tennessee.
Get him a blue check right off the bat?
Yes, and I've got people imitating me, these ghost accounts, these Russians or whatever, these bots that are imitating me.
I doubt they're bots. They're probably some of our listeners.
And I need to get it cleaned up. He should. He absolutely should do that. Day three, SEC Media Days. It's Mississippi State, Alabama, and Missouri joining Tennessee down there. We'll play. Who does he play for? Coming up here in just a little bit. Bear, every now and then in life you get chances at redemption.
I've had a few of those.
Every now and then you get a chance. Not, but you got to take advantage. Yesterday,
I've totally redeemed myself in the past.
You embarrassed yourself. You embarrassed the show. You embarrassed the station.
I did not.
I gave you a Street Smith College Football Preview magazine. I gave you the four. You had three pages of reading material.
Right.
And you didn't do it. Bear.
That stuff I had to do last time,
no,
man.
No, you didn't. You
I
had
left
three
my magazine
pages.
In my drawer at work. I thought we were going to. I forgot about coming out to OBF today.
At some point, I'm going to stop being surprised by this. At some point, I'm going to stop being surprised. All right, Brandon, you find out who's at Media Days today, and we'll see if Bear can correctly identify one of the players. It's good too because we've already mentioned several of them on the show today.
Where's Damian Harris?
Oh, he's got one. All right,
from Alabama.
You've already exceeded yesterday's
course,
total.
Eli Wolf.
Well, we're not doing the Tennessee guys. Sorry. Don't do your homework now. I want to get the fresh take. Coming up next on The Drive, we're live today at Old Ben Franklin Motors. Come on out and see us here this afternoon. Quick timeout. We'll be right back with more after this.
The Drive. Knoxville's home for sports radio in the afternoon. This is The Drive.
Fox Sports Knoxville, The Drive rages on live today. Old Ben Franklin Motors, where we are this afternoon. You come out and check us out. Portions of the show brought to you by the official bank of The Drive, that is Citizens National Bank, with 21 locations throughout Sevier, Jefferson, Knox counties. They've got a 22nd location, get set to open up in Morristown coming up in October. And you go check them out online at CNBTN.com. Citizens National Bank,
where banking never felt so good. Check out their blog on the website there. All kinds of free money-saving tips, advice on how to protect yourself from identity theft, and just all that. So you, trust me, better safe than sorry. You don't want to have to go through that. Go to CNBTN.com today. Click on the blog there and find out how to protect yourself and get access to a variety of other free financial tips and information while you're there. CNBTN.com, that's Citizens National Bank. And talking a little SEC Media Days here this afternoon on the show. All right, Brandon, time to play our game. It's Who's He Play For? Put your phone down now, Bear. Put your phone down. No cheating here.
I'm ready.
No cheating.
I'm looking at funny pictures of Butch Jones and Paul Feinbaum right now.
Brandon, give us the non-Tennessee players who are at SEC Media Days. Let's let Bear go first. He's already got Damian Harris, so he's already bested his total of zero from yesterday. Let's see if Bear can correctly identify the team that anybody else plays for at Media Days today.
All right, here we go, Bear.
All right.
Nick Fitzgerald.
Okay, now, real quick, the teams today are Alabama, Mississippi State, and who was the third one?
Missouri.
Nick Fitzgerald is a quarterback at Mississippi State.
How about that, Bear? You got two for two. Just not mowing them down. Just unbelievable. There should be some easy ones today, too.
Okay, here we go. Next, Terry Beckner.
Oh, that's easy. Defensive lineman, Missouri.
That is also correct.
Wow.
Did you know that, Bear?
Hell no.
You didn't know Beckner? He was like a five-star recruit. He led the nation in sacks last year.
I don't care. He plays for Missouri. They're a glorified Big 12 team.
All right. Up next, Bear.
Okay. Drew Locke.
Drew Locke is a quarterback at Missouri.
Oh, man.
That is also correct.
Bear is 3-1
right
now.
You today, Russ.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Anthony Jennings.
He plays for Alabama. I don't know what position he plays.
Linebacker for Alabama.
Defensive lineman?
Linebacker.
Oh, linebacker. All right. Anthony Jennings. Very good.
That was an easy one.
Okay. Now we start getting a little tougher.
No, now we get to the tough ones. You ready, Bear? You think you can handle this?
Yep.
All right. Jerry Green.
Mississippi State.
That is correct. Do you know what position he plays, Bear?
No. I just can see the jersey in my head.
Jerry Green?
Yeah.
Like the Uncle Jed?
That's why it stuck out to me.
Former basketball coach Jerry Green, 420s?
He spells his name G-E-R-R-I.
Huh.
That's weird. That's how girls spell it, isn't it?
I don't know, Bear. You asking me to speak for all girls named Jerry, how they spell it? I don't know.
Like Geraldine with a G. It's a base of it.
Yeah. Okay, next. Here we go. Here we go. Therese Hall.
Wow, I don't know. Mississippi State or Missouri? Mississippi State.
Linebacker for Missouri.
Oh, Bear's beating me. 41. How is this even possible?
Hit me, Brandon.
All right. Ross Pierschbacher.
Ross Hirschbacher?
Pierschbacher.
Pierschbacher.
So easy. Why did you get all the easy ones today?
Okay. We done with Alabama?
This ain't Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You don't get a lifeline, bro. Make your selection.
Mississippi State.
Wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys played at Alabama for like 17 years.
Pierschbacher has?
All right, so we're tied now.
You're not tied. You maybe got – well, you've got two now, Russ.
Well, you started out – we gave you Damian Harris first.
Oh, so now that I'm beating you,
and then you started – no, we've both missed one. We've both missed one.
No, dude, I led you 4-2. I'm leading 4-2.
Okay, well, you understand how this works.
You understand that you can't cheat your way into winning now.
You've had five chances, and I've had three.
I am beating you 4-2. Deal with it.
Four out of five.
Next
to two out of three.
All right, this is the last one. Mark McLaurin.
That's easy, Missouri.
Wrong.
I'm going to say Mississippi State, and I win.
It is Mississippi State.
No, you don't, dude. 4-3, I won.
You missed two. I missed one. You're the loser.
Whatever, Russ.
I mean, it's tough. Sometimes you got to take those L's.
Mm-hmm.
You did better today, though. Mm-hmm. You did a lot better today. You knew who Drew Locke was. You didn't know who Pierce Bacher was, even though he's played at Alabama since the Bear Bryant days. You didn't know who Terry Beckner was. You did get Nick Fitzgerald. I was Brandon. You thought he was going to miss Nick Fitzgerald. I thought, oh my God, he doesn't know who Nick Fitzgerald is coming into the season. And you thought he was going to miss that one too, didn't you, Brandon?
Yeah, there was a moment where Bear seemed to doubt himself, but I he got it. I'm proud of him.
Big trade in the NBA today. Kawhi Leonard sent to the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah.
Of all places.
Pop pulled a Belichick on him, didn't he? He banished him, exiled him to the North. What do they call that in that Dungeons and Dragons show you watch? The winner, the white.
He sent him to the wall.
Yeah, the winner people.
He sent him to the wall.
Yeah.
Where he is going to have to pay higher taxes. That is, that's brutal. That is brutal. Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green to the Raptors for DeMar DeRozan and Jakob Poeltl and a protected 2019 first round pick.
Huh.
Who do you think gets the better? I mean, if you're DeMar, the big winner here is DeMar DeRozan, right? He's out of Toronto. He gets to play for Pop.
Right. Yeah.
And think about the climate change, if nothing else, going from Toronto to San Antonio.
Think about going from San Antonio to Toronto. Who's the biggest loser in this outside of Kawhi?
Well, he's only got one more year on his deal. So he goes. He only has to play there for a year, and then he, I believe, is an unrestricted free agent.
What happens if he says, nah, I ain't going up to Canada. It's cold.
I guess he has to sit out for a year.
That's what I'd do if I were him.
Go play in Europe.
I wouldn't go play in Europe. I'd just go ahead and build me a house out in L.A. and an indoor basketball court and just start shooting.
Raptors are a good team. I mean, they were the number one seed in the East this past year. They lose to Rosen, obviously. That's a big blow. But you still got Kyle Lowry. And now you've got Kawhi Leonard, if he's healthy, and Danny Green to slide in there to the two-guard spot. So,
I mean, you don't see him just being not healthy this year and rehabbing and
working
out and getting ready to be on the Lakers next year?
I wouldn't rush it, man. If the injury is that clouded and mystery and you don't really know what's going on and it's hard to get healthy and you just don't feel right, I wouldn't rush it. And
I thought he popped his quad tendon.
Yeah.
The anchor.
But it's one of those it's had trouble healing. So, I would certainly not rush back if I were Kawhi Leonard, knowing that I might be able to cash in big next. But on the other hand, you're a player. You've only got X number of years to play. You pretty much wasted last year. You want to get back on the court. You are on a good team with the chance to make a run. You're going to want to show other teams that you're healthy.
They were just wanting too much for him than Magic and Jenny Buss were willing to part with.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, the Spurs, you're going to take – you get DeRozan. I'm not sure what his contract situation is, but that's a pretty good piece. If you're going to lose Kawhi anyway, and you know that, you get DeRozan. I don't know much about Poeltl. You get a draft pick. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but, I mean, L.A. wasn't going to give up that much for somebody who may or may not be able to play.
Yeah, well, I mean – go to L.A. next year. Show them that you're healthy and go later. Jacob Poeltl. Am I Poeltl? Peltl? I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. I'm not sure. 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the McKinney team phone lines here this afternoon. When we continue, we'll find out who's on the docket. Brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill. Big day on the docket. Coming up next, stay with us. The Drive continues on Fox Sports Knoxville.
The Drive.
Now back to the show with a level of expertise and a level of information that nobody else has. This is The Drive.
The Docket, brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill, the official law offices of The Drive. Injured? Call 865-546-1111. Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill, they'll come to you. Visit their website at wreckintoacheck.com. Now, to the docket.
Arizona Cardinals tight end Ricky Seals-Jones was arrested on three charges Saturday night after a scuffle ensued when he was denied entrance to the W. Scottsdale to use a bathroom, according to police. Seals-Jones was charged with assault, disorderly conduct, and third-degree criminal trespassing after he pushed a member of the hotel security team who was working at the front desk of the hotel. Seals-Jones, who police said appeared to be drunk with bloodshot, watery eyes, tried to enter the hotel through its main entrance to use the restroom.
Right.
But was told the hotel was open only to guests at that time. He walked over to the entrance of a sushi restaurant that's connected to the hotel and entered after moving ropes and stanchions that were set up to block non-guests from entering. Seals-Jones told police that he went over the ropes because he wanted to use the restaurant's restroom. Once inside, where he moved another set of ropes and stanchions, according to the police report, Seals-Jones was confronted by staff at the hotel who tried to get Seals-Jones to leave, but that's when he became physical. He was combative and pushed one of the employees. According to the report, the employee explained that Seals-Jones shoved him in the shoulder. That, according to the report, is when the hotel employees went hands-on, tackling Seals-Jones to the ground in an attempt to get him out of the hotel. This is an NFL tight end, keep in mind.
Why didn't they just let the poor guy use a facility?
It must have been a nice hotel. Another member of the hotel security team said once inside, Seals-Jones muscled his way in, pushing him back with his elbow to his shoulder and chest, forcefully moving him as if he were an offensive lineman. According to surveillance video from the hotel, detailed in the report, the hotel employees said and Seals-Jones were seen rapidly coming out of the sushi restaurant's entrance and falling over benches. They all walked away toward the valet area of the hotel. Anyway, he's arrested at 1:35. Former Texas A&M Aggie, Ricky Seals-Jones. What do you, so you think a hotel got a restroom in the lobby, you just let him go?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it would have been a lot less trouble in trying to tackle an NFL tight end and calling the cops and just all that hassle. I'm like, yeah, just hurry up. You're going to clean up any mess you make. That'd be the last thing I'd say.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things. Like, I understand some people, your restrooms are closed to customers, right? And it's, okay, that's your right as a business, but I guess if it were me and I were the manager on duty and I saw a big guy causing the scene, I would probably just like, okay, man, like just let him go.
Just do your business. Like I said, don't make a mess. You're not cleaning it up.
We're not changing our policy, but we're also not going to
invite this kind of.
Yeah, we're not going to risk getting any of our employees hurt.
Well, no. People have just gone crazy nowadays, Russ. You see that crazy drugstore manager that got fired?
No.
Someone presented a coupon and he said it looked suspicious and fraudulent, so he called the cops on her.
Was it fraudulent?
No, it was a legitimate coupon. It was good till the end of the year. There's a video of this guy. He's like shaking while he's calling the police. And I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's some middle-aged woman. I mean,
he's just on edge.
Yeah. People are just, wow, everybody needs to calm down.
Meanwhile, in Argentina,
uh-oh,
what looked like a grenade triggered the evacuation of a Buenos Aires airport. Turns out that it was just a marijuana grinder. The head of Argentina's National Airport Police Security said Tuesday that the grenade-shaped object found at Astor Piazzolla Airport in the coastal city of Mar del Plata was actually used to break pot into smaller pieces for smoking. Someone must have discarded the artifact before boarding a plane, Alejandro Itzkovich told local TV. He said authorities confirmed that it was not an explosive, but they're now trying to find out who the owner of the object is. I wouldn't imagine somebody would be stepping forward to claim that.
I'm not a grass expert.
No, probably not. But how do you...
It's like it seems like once every 3 or 4 months you see some guy gets busted for like trying to take his handgun through the airport. Like it's in my bag and I just forgot. It's like, how do you forget about that?
I know somebody that's happened to.
How do you forget about the illegal drugs in your bag? You're going through the airport, man.
You never forget about that. I will say that. That cannot be forgotten. But I know he's one of the finest men I've ever met in my life. Great person,
and he just left his piece.
He just bricked, and he travels when he was driving a lot and driving for business. I mean, carried a gun when he go on the road. He was on the road a lot, and it was in a bag, and he just didn't think anything about it. And then he was taking a flight somewhere. I mean, this is pre-9/11, so they let him go that night.
Ooh, what would happen today?
I don't know. I mean, even back then, this was like back in the mid-90s.
That was a serious thing. Like, did he put it on the conveyor belt and like they saw through the...
Yeah, he put the bag on the conveyor belt, and then immediately everybody's like, yeah, things changed rapidly.
We got a situation. Red team, go! Red team, go!
So, now, Farmer Pudding and I worked with a guy. You want to hear what's bad? You talk about getting caught here with something. I used to work with Farmer Pudding on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
We worked with a guy that got pulled out of line in the Tel Aviv airport and taken by either Mossad or IDF to some room.
Like black site?
Like a room. Somewhere. He had no idea where he was. Everybody else in his group, he's with a church group. But this guy kind of looked like somebody that was on one of the Israeli watch lists. They kept him for like 36 hours just grilling him.
For what?
They thought he was a
terrorist?
Yeah.
And somebody like you worked with?
Yeah.
Was he? Was he a sketchy guy, or is it just a complete mistake?
No, he was
mistake?
On a missionary trip with a church from, like Beaver Dam Baptist. I mean, it was just like a North Knoxville Baptist church.
No.
And he's over there doing God's work. He's a great guy. But he kind
of... And all
of
a sudden, he's been interrogated by the Israeli secret police. Oh, no. Oh, no. That'll ruin your trip.
Dude's name is Neil, man. Yeah, he got back like late. Like I remember he came to work like 2 days later than he should have. We're like, where the hell have you been? And so I was like, no way. He goes, oh yeah. So were you scared?
Yeah, of course I was scared.
Yeah. there was, you know, 4 stone-faced Israeli secret agents sitting across from him, looking at his papers and staring at him like they didn't believe that they were real.
Wow. Wow. I thought you were going to tell me is that like the, you ever see that movie Midnight Express, was it?
Oh, yeah. Have you ever been in a church prison? That's where that comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in probably 25 years. It's been a while.
Oh, Billy.
I don't remember much about it. I just remember knowing enough that I never wanted to go to Turkey after that. That's where it was set, right?
Yeah, if you do. Walk the straight and narrow down there. They don't mess around.
No, they'll cut your hands off or throw you in jail all your life.
That is The Docket, brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill, the official law offices of The Drive. You check them out online at wreckintoacheck.com. They'll come to you no matter where you are. They turn your wreck into a check. Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill, they're online at wreckintoacheck.com. You can call them at 865-546-1111 no matter where you are. You're at home in the bed, laid up in the hospital, they'll come to you and turn your wreck into a check. It's what they do every single day at Ogle, Elrod, and Brill. All right, next person through the doors to see us here this afternoon at Old Ben Franklin Motors is going to pick up a family 4-pack of Tennessee Smokies tickets. These
Not
are
earning vacation.
Yeah, field level seat voucher, one field level seat. I've got 4 of these for the next person to walk through the doors here at 9711 Kingston Pike. Say they're listening to Fan Run Radio. We'll hook you up with a family four-pack of tickets to go see any Smokies home game of your choosing. I've not been up to Smokies Park yet this year. I always go at least once a year, sometimes twice. Always like to go up there once a year. Got to get up there, man.
It's getting the summer's getting ready to get away from us. We're past 4th of July, buddy.
Well, they had the All-Star game last night.
Yeah, I mean, we're motoring. As far as I'm concerned, football season started today.
Yeah. So baseball season's half done.
Because these guys are all coming back from media days, and they're breaking out. They're going to, you know, everybody's ramping up right now over at UT. Equipment's getting prepared. Fields are getting lined off.
You see this idiot during the game last night, the pitcher for the Brewers who had they went back and found like tweets from when he was like 17, 18 years old.
No, I was watching PBS last night.
Oh, nice humble brag there.
No.
They go back and this guy's like balling out.
Right.
He's having an all-star season. He's in the all-star game. He's dealing. All of a sudden, people start talking about tweets from when he's like 17 years old. He's dropping N-bombs. He's a misogynist, homophobic tweets.
Can teenage boys really be – I mean, that's just kind of a teenage boy kind of thing. I mean, it's not – I'm not saying it's okay.
He was graphic.
Graphically misogynistic or
– I mean, he's just graphic. Like, it's stupid stuff.
Like stupid teenage stuff or
– Yes. Stupid any age stuff.
If I went back and pulled up and had a record of stuff that you said, 15 to 17.
When I was, yeah, it wouldn't be good. I'm just glad we didn't have Twitter. But I don't think there would be any racist stuff in there. Well, I don't think there would be anything that like would get me in trouble. I mean, he's going to have to explain that to his teammates.
Really? It's that bad?
You use despicable, vile, racist language in a locker room, I'm assuming, is very diverse.
I see your point. Yeah, I'd say a little something.
It's going to be an issue.
Who are these people that go search back? And how can you be so stupid not to? I mean, just let's get past being stupid.
Do you ever get famous, like, if there are all kinds of people listening to this show right now and just normal folks working their 9 to 5, you don't know, man, like something could happen. There could be a big story develop around your life at work or something. There could be an incident where all of a sudden you're on the news. Who knows? You could be Ken Bone. Remember Ken Bone at the debates, just a regular guy. And all of a sudden he's the toast of the town. Yeah. The sweater.
Yeah.
Like you could be Ken Bone. You need to go through your tweets and make sure you don't have anything awful in there.
Well, I mean, I will never, ever, ever be famous, but I'm very low-key.
You're surprisingly low-key. For your on-air persona, you don't mess around on Twitter.
Huh.
You've got this thing going on with Ben Lee from Three and Out that's kind of weird, but
he's blocked.
Aside from that,
I'm done with him. So, I mean, I don't know what to say to the guy.
You blocked him?
Yeah, I had to, man.
Blocked him?
Yeah, he doesn't know how to. He doesn't get it.
He doesn't get it.
Yeah. He doesn't know how to the rules of busting balls and. I mean, the kid.
What are the rules?
Because he takes everything as some kind of personal slight. And then he reacts and responds completely out of proportion, even to whatever it is he's cooked up and imagined in his head. He just drops neutron bombs back, and I just don't want to interact with him right now, not on social media.
So you guys have serious heat.
Like on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to interact.
I mean, is it awkward when you see him in the office?
Well, no. Huh.
Why not? I mean, this sounds...
Because I'm an adult and I can separate social media from real life.
If I had gotten into a dispute with a coworker over social media that was so bad that I had to block him on Twitter, it would be really awkward if I saw that guy in the office the next day.
No. Huh.
No? No. How is that not awkward?
I'm like, look, man, I've warned you and warned you. I tried to explain it to you.
I've warned you.
He thinks everything is like a matter of like life and death and just an insult, and he thinks he's got to win. We went through all this stuff. I was like, look, sometimes it's just, you know, saying, hey, you know?
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, he's like the most overreacting person I know.
You realize how this sounds. You calling somebody overreactive.
Yeah.
Doesn't get it.
Yeah, I know how it sounds. That should tell you something. If I'm saying you're overreacting.
Why don't I see any of this? I follow Ben. I follow you. I follow both of you guys. I never see any of this. What happened? Do I need to go? Is it on there? Can I go see it?
Yeah, you look back through mine and probably. I mean, it was just nothing, and then it
went too far.
He's a bitch once. I mean, I love the kid to death.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, I love him. He does a really good job. He's a really good producer, young producer. He does a fantastic job for John and Cody. But for some reason, man, I get him all right. And what's funny is, I never came at him first. Your boy. Well, chances.
Are you playing the "you started it" card? How old are you?
No, I'm not a "you started it." Chance went at him first, but he turned around and started immediately attacking me. I was like, dude, I didn't say anything about it. It was during that disaster.
Now, what did Chance say to him?
He called him out for that remote stuff. Remember when the remote crashed and all those guys pushed every different
button?
That was
like 5 months ago.
Yeah, it's kind of where it started. But he's afraid of Chance, so he beefs
so
with
this
me.
So this has been going on for half a year?
Yeah, and you weren't aware of it. Chance thinks it's funny. But Ben's afraid of Chance.
Why? Chance is harmless.
He just is.
This is strange. I got to get to the bottom of this.
You didn't know all this was going on.
No, I'm going to smooth all this over. I'm great at inter-office politics. Everybody likes me. I get along with everyone. Nobody's got heat with me. Like even the people
John
that
called you Danny Tanner last week.
Yeah, and today we were. I was congratulating him over a big sale.
We had a big fist bump. Ben's one of the best young producers I've seen at the studio.
Yeah, but we can't have you guys fighting online. It's a bad look for the brand.
We aren't anymore.
Well, yeah, because you blocked him.
Right. He's blocked. I'm gonna take him off.
We're gonna have a sit down. I'm gonna smooth all this over.
Russ, I don't need a sit down. You're not my daddy.
You do. I'm going to smooth all this over. You guys are going to shake and make up. You're going to be best of friends online and in person. Stay with us. The Drive continues. It's Fox Sports Knoxville. Back with more right after this.
The Drive. The Drive rages on.
Back here on The Drive, it is Fox Sports Knoxville, rolling right along here on your beautiful Wednesday afternoon. We are at Old Ben Franklin Motors, one of our favorite spots to be. Would love to see you out here. Congratulations to Nathan. Just stopped by and picked up family four-pack of tickets to go see the Tennessee Smokies. We got deals galore out here this afternoon, as always, at Old Ben Franklin Motors. You know the drill. No money down. Sign and drive. If you are lacking in funding, shall we say, and you need four wheels, they can set you up. Come on down here, talk to Jamie and the crew. They will find the car for you. No matter your budget, whether you're looking for something more high end, they've got a great selection of cars, $30,000, $40,000 up to $50,000. If you're looking for something that just gets you on the road immediately, you got to go. We've got cars for less than $10,000. We got a couple of cars less than $2,000 on the lot here this afternoon. How about an 04 Nissan Maxima, four-door sedan, automatic, $1,921 this afternoon. Yeah, you heard, $1,921. We got an 03 Chevy Avalanche, $1,500, five-door crew, $4,421.
$1,000 on the lot right here. A 2011 Chevy HHR, four-door, $4,421. Come check it out here, Old Ben Franklin Motors, online at oldbenfranklinmotors.com, where you can go to learn more. Pretty fired up this afternoon, folks. Beginning to feel this SEC media day, seeing our coach come under attack has got I think it's got the juices flowing a little bit for folks. Turn your mic on there, Chief.
Yeah, it certainly does. You're the one turning it off.
Jeremy Pruitt earlier today addressing Aaron Murray's criticism of his temperament said, quote, 15 years ago, I was a kindergarten teacher. Now I'm the head coach at Tennessee. I must have treated people all right.
Is that how you say kindergarten?
Kindergarten? What do I say?
Kindergarten.
I say garden sometimes.
Kindergartner.
Kindergarten. Yeah. I guess I do kind of.
Kindergartner?
I do kind of slur the words. Kindergarten.
Hmm.
It's a weird word. Why do we call it kindergarten? Why, you know, why do we have a big German word for like the kid's first experience in school?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah. It should be something really easy to pronounce, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think Pruitt's got a good point, though. Yeah. Dan, I saw a tweet from Dan just now about Rush Probst commenting on
Dan Harrelson.
Yeah.
He's challenging the NCAA because he...
No. It was about Pruitt UGA.
Oh, yeah? What did he say?
Let me pull it up here.
Can you paraphrase and ballpark it for me?
Basically saying that they were country club and lackadaisical.
Really?
The weight room wasn't tough. Practice wasn't tough. It was
kind of like us under Butch.
Exactly. Here, I'll plug out it right here.
Not holding people accountable.
It's critical.
This is, according to Dan Harrelson on Twitter, mm-hmm. Rush Probst on Pruitt at UGA. They were a little bit more country club and lackadaisical at UGA before. I know they had some successful teams, but the weight room wasn't very tough. Practice wasn't very tough. Jeremy has a way to make things tough. I mean... We all knew it because they didn't have an indoor practice facility. They were like every year, if your guys are getting in trouble and getting suspended every summer, I mean, to the point where Spurrier can like clockwork, that's about time for the Georgia players to get busted for marijuana.
Yeah.
That just shows a lack of discipline and just a lackadaisical attitude about it. I mean, let's not act like they haven't been. They've got just as much talent as any other school in the country year in, year out. And they've done less with more for pretty much their entire program except for the one year where they couldn't screw it up because they had one of the Mount Rushmore running backs in the history of football in Herschel Walker. Other than that, they've done absolutely nothing. They've won a few SEC titles. They came close last year, but that's all those guys do. They come real close.
And Pruitt's right. I mean, you don't go from teaching kindergarten to the head coach at Tennessee in 15 years without having some pretty darn good people skills. Like, you just got to be able to play that social game at some level. You know, you know who you can bully. When you got to say something to somebody, when you got to crack the whip, you know when you can do that. And when you got to brown nose a little bit, you know when you got to do that too.
And you got to know which players, perform best with which kind of rush me. I can't even think of the word I was looking for. But the right motivation. Some kids you can be real hard on,
yeah,
and they thrive in that. And some kids you've got to be real careful. Yeah.
Stay with us. Hour number three of the drive coming up. Time flying by on a Wednesday afternoon at Old Ben Franklin Motors. Stay with us. We'll be right back.